Guys, put your hand up if you've played I Spy before. Everybody, that's good. So that means you've got 20/20 vision, all of you. Wonderful. Okay, so I spy a shining Christmas tree with decorations on. Who can point to a Christmas tree for me? There's one there. There's a big one there. When I think of a Christmas tree, I think of Jesus the baby in the wooden manger. Who can find baby Jesus in a manger? Good job. And he made the trees. He made the animals that live in the trees. Who's got an animal mask? Do you want to pop your animal mask and show it to everybody? Yeah, show everyone your pretty mask. Don't they look lovely? So he made the animals that live in the trees, and he made me, and he made you. That's why God is the creator. Okay, so put your hand up if you've got your Christmas tree up at home. Who's put their tree up yet? Everybody. Very good. Very good. Okay, so who's got a big Christmas tree in their living room? Yeah? Who's got a smaller Christmas tree in their house somewhere? Lovely. And would someone like to tell me, what did you put on your Christmas tree? Who wants to tell me? Yes, Jemima.
Put some reindeers on.
Very nice. Who else wants to tell me? Yes.
I put stars on.
Stars on yours, lovely. Okay, so when your Christmas tree came out of the loft, because someone had to go up into the loft with all the spiders and it's very dark up there to get it down, you took the time to fan the leaves out, because it's a funny shape, isn't it, when it comes out of the box. It's like a lollipop almost, and you have to pull the leaves out. And the branches out, and you decorated it nicely. And while it's up, you want to look after it, don't we? We want to keep it safe. We want to make sure it doesn't fall over. None of the branches fall off, and that your tree and that your tinsel and that your star stay on. Now, where else can we see trees? Who can tell me where else trees live, huh? Yes, Lily?
In the forest.
In the forest, very good. So we can see them in the woods, we can see them in the park, sometimes we can see them in our own back garden. Who's got a tree in their back garden? Some of you. Oh, you've got a tree house in your back garden, have you, Matthew? That's good. Have you? Wow. Now, these are all part of God's creation. We are also part of God's creation. But how well do we look after God's creation? How well do we look after the place that we call home, planet Earth? How well do we look after each other? Because if God made us as part of his creation, then we need to look after each other. So this Christmas, let's think about how we can be kind, generous, loving, and forgiving to each other, and also to the environment around us, the home that God created for us. Well done. Can we give them a round of applause, please, church? Thank you. Would you like to go and sit back down with your mums and dads? Good job. I spy a fancy, festive Christmas card. You can find the Christmas card for me, yeah? Who wants to go out to the front and have a go at seeing what it says on the front? Anybody want to have a go? Yeah? What do you think it says, guys? What do you think it says?
Merry Christmas. RBC.
Good job. Well done. I think that deserves a round of applause. Right, let's go sit back over here. Okay, so I spy a fancy festive Christmas card. I think of how God wrote me a letter, the Bible. Who's got a Bible at home? Anybody got a Bible? Maybe your mum or your dad might have one, or your brother or your sister might have one. We've got ones here in the church. This is a Bible for children. It's got lovely pictures and really good like stories and really good like sort of pieces of advice that God gives us to live the best possible life that we have. So, why did God write us a letter, the Bible? He wants to tell us about our sin and his love. So, who's been giving out Christmas cards? Have any been giving out Christmas cards? Very good. Yeah? And has everybody received some? Maybe just one or two or lots? Lovely. Okay. So, when you get a Christmas card, you know that whoever sent it is thinking about you. And sometimes we get special cards from people that we really love, people that are really important to us. Now, the Bible is like a letter that God writes to us. Earlier, we talked about how we are his creation, so how God made the trees, how he made you and I. So he loves us and cares for us because he made us. The Bible is filled with God's promises to us and his guidance for our lives. Because sometimes in life we make mistakes and we get things wrong. Put your hand up if you've ever made even just a little mistake sometimes and you've got something wrong. I have. I get lots of things wrong. But because of God's love for us, because of God's grace, and because God cares about you so much, we always have an opportunity to learn, to change, and to grow until he's ready to take us into heaven to be with him. Okay, so the last item, oh, mind the tree, the last item in the story is, I spy a shining Christmas star. Who can find a star? It's a really big one, and it's hanging somewhere. Look, there's one over there behind you. There it is. Okay, so who can tell me in the Christmas story why the star is important? Who can tell me? Who can tell me? Hannah, why is the star important?
Because it shows wise men where to go.
Good girl, well done. Okay, so I spy a shining Christmas star that sparkles very brightly. So I remember the Star of Bethlehem and how God brought the wise men there, just like Hannah said. The star tells us that we should listen to God's word. Who can tell me another name for God's word? What do we call it?
Bible.
Good girl, well done. Okay, so I should listen to God's word and trust in him, and he will bring his children to heaven. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to close your eyes and be super quiet. Be very still. To close your eyes. Okay, and with your eyes closed, grown-ups, you can do this as well if you like. Think about someone in your life that you trust completely. It could be your mum, your dad, maybe a teacher, maybe a friend at school, maybe someone you know in church. Put your hand up once you thought of somebody. Did everybody think of somebody? Do you want to tell everyone?
I think of Lois.
Friend Lois, that's lovely. Okay, anybody else want to tell me who they thought of? Yes, Dom.
My sister.
Your sister. Why your sister?
Because she sometimes, like, comes up to me and then asks me if I'll play with her, and then I play with her.
That's so lovely. Well, thank you for sharing, you guys. Who else wants to share? Lily?
I think that of my baby brother.
Think of your baby brother. That's nice. Do you want to tell me why? Do you know why?
Because sometimes he crawls up to me.
That's so nice. Who else wants to tell me? Anybody else? Yes, Jemima.
Lily.
You think of Lily. Oh, tell us why you think of Lily.
She's my best friend.
Oh, that's so lovely. Very good. Okay, we'll have one more. Who wants to tell? Yes, do you want to come up and you can tell me? Yeah? Ethan, who did you think of?
My sister Hannah.
And why did you think of your sister Hannah?
Because she sometimes makes me laugh.
That's so lovely. Thank you, Ethan. Do you want to go sit down? Thank you all so much for sharing. That was really special. So, someone that we completely trust in our lives, someone who will be with you in the good times and in the hard times, someone that will always take care of you. The Bible talks about God knowing us even before we came into the world. He knew you long before anybody else did. And because he loves us like a father, we are his children. So, when we look at the star is like a symbol of trust. Just like the wise men, we can trust God to guide us through life because he sees the past, the present, and the future. He knows everything about us, from how many hairs we have on our head, even what size shoes we wear, what our favorite thing to eat is, and also what makes us joyful and the things that make us sad. Just like a mum or a dad knows who their children are, God, who is our heavenly Father, because he lives in heaven, knows us as his children. Okay, we're going to do a very short prayer. You want to close your eyes? You can put your hands together if you like, or just be really still. Dear God, thank you that you know us. We thank you, Lord, for the Christmas story and all that it teaches us. We thank you, God, that you are alive today, that you love us still today, that you protect us in life, and that you guide us through all the things, all the different stages that life takes us through. Help us to remember you this Christmas, and help us, Lord, to be good to each other and good to all that is around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well done, children. Do you want to go sit back down? Good job. Can we give them a round of applause, church, especially for sharing?